Act 3, Scene 5. Jessica liked being in charge of Portia's house. It was even better because Lancelot was a servant in the house. They were sitting in the garden together, and Lancelot was teasing her about being a Jew. "The sins of the father are put on their children. I am very worried for you." "There is only one hope," Lancelot said. "What is that?" Jessica asked. "That you are not really Shylock's daughter," Lancelot replied. "But then I would have the sins of my mother," Jessica laughed. "Then you are damned either way," Lancelot sighed. "I will be saved by my husband. He made me into a Christian," Jessica replied. "He is even more to blame. We had enough Christians already. Now the price of pork will go up. Soon no one will be able to buy bacon," Lancelot cried. "I will tell Lorenzo you said that." "Here he comes now," Jessica said. "I will get jealous if you keep stealing my wife away to talk, Lancelot," Lorenzo smiled. "You have nothing to worry about. I am not friends with Lancelot anymore. He tells me I am damned because I am Shylock's daughter, and you are bad for making Jews into Christians. You are making pork prices go up," Jessica told Lorenzo. "You are an idiot. Go and tell them to make dinner, Lancelot," Lorenzo said. "It is already done. The table only needs a tablecloth," Lancelot replied. "Then tell them to set the table and bring out the food. We will come in for dinner," Lorenzo said. "I will tell them to bring in the table and set out the dinner." Lancelot repeated the instructions, but got them mixed up. He walked into the house to tell the servants what to do. Lorenzo and Jessica were laughing in the garden. "He is good with words, but he is a fool. How are you, Jessica? What do you think about Bassanio's new wife?" Lorenzo asked. "She is lovely. I like her a lot. Bassanio will be a better man because he married her. She is the best woman on the earth," Jessica replied. "Just like you and me, then. You are a much better woman for marrying me," Lorenzo laughed. "You'll have to prove that," Jessica replied. "Of course I will. But first we need to go and eat dinner," Lorenzo said, and kissed Jessica. "No, let me tell you how good you are now," Jessica replied. "Please, tell me over dinner. I can eat and listen to everything you have to say," Lorenzo said gently. The two walked into the house together to eat dinner and talk lovingly to one another.